Track 36.
Achievement Test 3. Listening. Listen to an interview with Tim Jones, an English language teacher and writer from Australia, and decide whether each statement, 1 to 8, is true or false.
Hi, Tim. I'd like to talk about the role of teaching and language learning in relation to new technology. Perhaps we could start by talking about the influence of new technology on the teaching profession. Would you say that the teacher's role has been undermined by new technology, or would you say that it facilitates the profession?
Clearly, technology facilitates education in many ways, in the sense of being able to deliver information much more conveniently, making it attractive and allowing learners to communicate with each other outside the classroom. It certainly has its advantages. I think, however, it raises questions about the teacher's role, and as a teacher myself, I have to think carefully about embracing all technologies with open arms, especially those that, in a sense, disempower the teacher. What I mean is, if you imagine a school, an educational organisation in which everything is computerised and the classrooms are all wired up, delivering the contents, as it were, to the students directly and in a very attractive way, what is the teacher's role? Is the teacher's role reduced simply to that of a technician? I actually think this is happening in some contexts, and I don't think it's necessarily for the better, for the teachers or for the learners. There is an element of education, and I think there always will be, which involves face-to-face contact, and I don't think that's going to go away, but I think we need to question any technology that comes along, try it out first, and find out to what extent it fits in with the basic principles of good education.
And in terms of language learning specifically, some people would say that the development of new technology meant that there are now an awful lot of people out there learning languages without a teacher at all. Do you think good learning can be achieved that way?
Well, there have always been students who've learned languages without teachers because they've been motivated, because they're in the right place, because they have the kind of skills and abilities which allow them to make the most of the environment that they're in. But there are just as many learners who need teachers, guidance and well-chosen materials, and it's true that many of these learners will sometimes gravitate to online learning simply because they're not near a place where they can learn in a classroom setting, or they find it's actually more convenient to study online. After all, you get a one-to-one teacher, and using Skype, for example, you can have daily conversations, so in many respects it can work for language learning. But at the end of the day, I don't believe this can replace true personal contact. It may work well for subjects such as mathematics or history, but language is different. It was created in order to communicate, often about things which are quite meaningful and personal, and you need to keep that element in language learning if it's going to really engage the learner and stay embedded in their memories. Simply sitting in front of a computer and just reading texts or using online dictionaries or whatever, doing grammar exercises, I don't really think that's a way forward.